This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Science fiction loves the merger of the human body and machine, so it's mid-March 2013. What is the status of that merger? Willa Remus has been working on a series for Slate magazine about using tech to build better people.
When we're talking about futuristic technologies, you hear so much about artificial intelligence, about the singularity, computers becoming sentient. And what surprised me was that actually that still seems to be really far off, but the ability to meld the human mind with computers has come a long, long way in the past 10 years.
I love the reminder you had in one of your pieces about the article 68 years ago, 1945, published in the Atlantic Monthly, about the Memex.
That's right. Vannevar Bush had this wild idea of the Memex, which was a giant sort of room-sized machine that would record everything you do. Basically, it would supplant your memory. It would give you, functionally, it would give you perfect memory because it was storing everything as you went about your tasks. It was very elaborate. And yet today, we have something similar to that, or we're approaching it with our smartphones. We have access to tools like Evernote, like Siri, all kinds of apps that can take photos and keep track of where you were at a given time. And it's almost like the Memex that he envisioned so long ago.
And scientists are not giving up on the idea of actually implanting stuff. What is this? Do-it-yourself implants?
So some of the wildest stuff that's happening today has to do with technology being implanted in our bodies and our brains. And one of the articles I wrote talks about these brain implants where, you can put some electrodes in the brain of a monkey or now even a human. And these days, there are also very low-tech implants that people are using to become cyborgs. Often they do it in their basement. It sounds a little scary. They'll put things like a magnet in their wrist and, suddenly they have the ability to sense electricity. An alternating current will make your wrist vibrate. Direct current will tug on your wrist. And there you go. You have a sixth sense that no one else in the world has.
Frequent contributor Willa Remus is a tech blogger at Slate. His ongoing series is called Superman, The Quest to Build Better People. Will, thank you.
Thanks very much, David.